All right, people, time for the round three responses, if you will. This time around, I'm going to sound a little bit more harsh than I usually do, just because it's the third round, and you should know what to put out on the table by now. Not only that, you should know that if you want to go all the way, you gotta step it up. Some people, unfortunately, do not. Some people did, but like I've said before, there is no piece that's perfect. So anybody that wrote a new piece, provided me with new entertainment value, gets a response. Also, that said, if you didn't turn in a new piece, you fucking lost. Alright, I'm not even going to bother. There are some people in this contest that have used the same piece all the way through. I read it a third time, pretty much dead to me. There are some pieces that have mainstay. You know, they have the power to impress me for a long period of time. Unfortunately, that wasn't even this case. So, I'm going to go down my list. I actually read them yesterday, as many of you probably found out, but I decided to wait a day before I recorded my comments. So, some things might be left out. If you really are concerned over the state of your writing, whatever, pop me an email. I'm around. You know how it works. Anyway, Alpha Bravo, you will be first, my friend of satiric devastation. Once again, you have provided me with a poem that is well written and packed with imagery and description. A lot of people come to the table and they write these frilly fucking poems that, you know, are just, you know, they're entice the imagery, but you have this ability to just cram it in and just, you know, like a hammer to a nail. Not like a paintbrush, you pound it in. And that gives you the edge, especially when it comes to poetry. On the other side, Isabel, you conveniently wrote a poem to counter Alpha, I guess. Your piece seemed lazy to me. This is going to be one of those like harsh moments that I was discussing earlier, but you know, when I started poetry, I used to do, I guess, a poetry slam in a way, in the sense that I'd come home, I'd grab a Coke, I'd drink it, turn out the light, and just see what the hell came out. And that's kind of what your piece felt like to me. You know, it didn't really have any thought to it. You know, I know you were trying to go somewhere, but it just did not have that bite, I guess, that Alpha's did. The other thing is, don't use a foreign language that you don't know how to say something with. I speak French, so that ending just, it's not how you say it. Straight up, it's not how you're supposed to say it. So, not the best way to go. Kind of was just like the exclamation point and kind of a mediocre piece. It you know, there was no real explosive climax for me or really gripping sense of what this poem meant. Anyway, next. Zombie. Well, I'm just going to continue the harshness, I guess. You didn't edit. There were so many, you know, my Microsoft Word looked like a fucking Christmas tree on this one. And, you know, I've seen your work, and you've provided some great plots, some grammatical issues, but you've provided me with at least an entertainment value. But this one, I couldn't even read it. I was like, there's no editing that has been really provided for this piece. And you know, this is the third round. I can't really do that. So for the fourth, you know, make sure you take the time to fine-tune your piece. Because I personally think 3 weeks is enough for what I'm asking. I'm not asking for a huge novel or something. A short piece people should be able to write and edit in 3 weeks. You know, like 1 to 2 pages, that's not a big deal. Next, Whoopty. Your piece surprised me, in the sense that it wasn't really a topic that I am known to like, yet you kept me entertained. You kept me reading the story. And when I first started reading it, I was like, oh, I'm going to get reader's ADD on this one and drift off, you know, at the end of like the first few sentences. And you kept me in. And that's great. some things you have to look out for. You did have some fragments. You have this fragment descriptive syndrome, I guess is the way, where you kind of list your description in fragments. Don't do that. Try to get some flow going. Also, the other thing, which is just fun, it was the other places thing. Don't be afraid to step it up content-wise. We're not in grade school anymore. We can take it. So don't worry about it. You know, feel free to go to the next level. Try, if possible, to limit your use of contractions in your narration. I know I've said it's my pet peeve. I don't mind it in small quantities where it feels like I'm being told something, but it was just all over the place. Toaster mechanic, welcome back. You missed the second round by like 2 days. This was a huge comeback for you. This was nice. I loved it. You had a few fragments in there, but this is a great comeback. Huge upswing for you. I think you went up like 7 or 8 ranks in the scale on this one. Great. Fucking awesome. Definitely one of the most pleasing pieces of this round. I loved it. Wander, I know you've talked to me about it, your piece, but honestly, and you were right. When I read it, I just said, what the fuck is this an essay? You have great grammar, as always. You were definitely great at fine-tuning your pieces, but this had no entertainment value at all. I just would not read it in general. Of course, your opponent, you know, forfeit the round, so there was nothing I could do except read your piece and comment. I know you're busy. I know you're having issues. I know we talked about it. Whatever. It's fine. Try to come back. It's all good. Allie and KDK, I'm going to do you guys at the same time because both of you gave me pieces that were very difficult to decide between. It was kind of like at the first read through, I didn't really find anything particularly interesting with both of your pieces. It was just not there for me. And I had to walk away from it. I just could not seem to focus in on what each of you were trying to say. Both of you had these kind of peculiar things going on. KDK, yours kind of almost resembled a stream of consciousness thing. And Allie, your piece was about animals. so it was challenging for me because I wouldn't really find them to the point of entertainment value. But I came back and I looked at it at a second glance. KDK, your problem seems to be comics places. You tend to, you know, do that whole comic description thing, I guess. And in some places, I think there were a few fragments in there too, but nothing like grossly negligent, but just something that I would have probably put into a different syntax. Allie, on the same token, you tend to list your plot. You know, you don't really have a flow. It's kind of like you two were opposite ends of the spectrum. KDK was going for this blur of description that wasn't really tied together in a way that I found very tangible, while you gave me, like, discrete packets of plot every sentence. There was no, you know, flow that I could really find. It was just like, you know, this character did this, then this happened, then this happened. So you gotta try to add some flow to it. Definitely, you're gonna have to step it up the next round. You two had some weird things going on that made it challenging, but as this goes on, both of you, because you both are obviously still in contention, you're gonna have to make something that really, really draws me in. That said, Allie, the one thing that gave it to you was the creative edge. KDK, I found your piece. I don't want to say it like this, but it's the only word I can think of. It just kind of felt cliche to me. It was like, oh, here's another military thing. And, you know, maybe there was something else and I just totally missed it in my after-work idiocy, which is possible. But it just didn't serve to enlighten me with something new. Allie, your piece was weird. You know, to me anyway, because it's not really my particular style, but you gave a creative edge and a story, and I think that's what, you know, made you have the win out in the end. Next, Ivy and Days. I guess I'm gonna do you two at the same time because you were also in competition with one another. Ivy, this piece was not your strongest. I found a few spelling errors, some grammatical things with the whole fragmentation, but your biggest thing is that you had listed non-descriptive dialogue. Just like dialogue between two people that had no description attached, not even, you know, who was speaking, just, you know, an alternating sequence. And you know what? I know you've given me better stuff than that, and it was a step back for you. And if anything, you've kind of been in a recession. I remember in round two, I was like, it was a debate, and the only thing that really kept it in place is that, you know, Wander didn't give me a new piece. But if anything, it shows the stamina of your writing ability, and you have the time to produce wonderful pieces that have won my contest multiple times. But the longer this goes, I see, you know, less and less of your true splendor, and this round really brought it out. And Days really took advantage of that. She hit up with description, and that was the thing. Although Days, never ever give me a fucking 47-page piece again. Because that was ridiculous. I'm never going to read 47 pages ever. The one thing with yours, Days, is that sometimes you spread the wealth a little too thin. I know I've always mentioned in these contests, you know, make sure each sentence, you know, has wealth to it. But you took it and you kind of spread it a little too thin. I found that some of the, you know, you spread the description around, but then some sentences were not engaging. They didn't activate me into the piece. But your description, as always, impeccable on this one, and it definitely gave you the edge. This is a big one for you, no doubt. Anyway, now that I'm done with that tirade of ridiculousness, there are some people with two losses. I encourage those people to stay in, which requires participation. And the reason why I do is that in the event that someone drops out, you're gonna get back into the competition. You know, I'm not gonna wait around for, you know, a month for someone who just didn't have the, you know, time to tell me that he or she was not going to be here. Some people have. That also said, if you are going to be gone, I know now is the middle of summer, people do go on vacation, let me know, because I can figure it out. I'm not a dumbass. Really, though, guys, girls, aliens, try to step it up. You know, this is the end here. You know, there's not many rounds left. Maybe two, three at the most. So this is really the end. You have to show me that you deserve it. Right now, I know there are going to be three awards. There probably will be a fourth. For the person who wins the tourney, the runner-up, the most improved, and probably in the end what I would say the best overall piece. Whether that will happen or not, I don't know, but I think it will, and there might even be a fifth depending on what funds become available for, you know, the person who I feel has given the best portfolio over time. Of course, that person might end up being the winner, but in some cases it may not. Anyway, that's all I have to say, so get off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!